And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Hi, this is Beth Smith from VeralDana. Some may recall that back on May 12, 2016, OSHA issued rules that drastically limited most private employer post-accident drug testing. The rules were scheduled to go into effect December 1 of 2016. However, before the rules went into effect, several lawsuits were filed challenging the enforcement of the rules. This past June, OSHA asked the courts to put the cases on hold while the agency considered whether it would reconsider, revise, or remove portions of the rule. The courts agreed, and on October 10, 2017, OSHA attorneys filed a status report with the court indicating that the revised rules had been drafted but not yet finalized or ready for publication. As a result of the hold on the litigation, many employers have continued to believe that the post-accident drug testing rule was not being enforced. That is not necessarily true. OSHA is issuing citations to employers who require employees to submit to a suspicionless post-accident drug test when the employer reports an injury in some states. While Maine is not currently enforcing the rule, if your company does business in other states, you may want to determine whether that state is enforcing the rule and reform your policies to conform to that state's current enforcement position. The revised rules are sure to be finalized within the next few months as well, so employers should continue to monitor the situation and be ready to modify practices and policies as necessary. With any questions you have on OSHA's post-accident rules, please feel free to contact a member of Veral Dana's Labor and Employment Practice Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.